disgraced woman is a community of young women who prioritize God's leading in every aspect of their lives. In this podcast, we share our stories, the good and not so great part of it, as we learn to trust God wholly, obey Him fully, and be God's vessels of honor in our generation. Every episode is filled with real-life lessons and experiences that would leave you longing for a deeper and more intimate walk with God. I'm your host, Grace Oriagan, and welcome to the Graced Woman Podcast. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Graced Woman Podcast. Thank you for joining us once again for another episode, and also thank you for your amazing feedback on our last episode. Our YouTube family, thank you for all of you that have subscribed, left beautiful messages. We love you all. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you guys are excited for our YouTube channel, just like we are excited, even though the behind the scene has been a lot, but we bless the Lord. So today we're going to be taking the conversation a bit further, and we're going to be talking about a framework I've been using for so many years. Basically, I'm sharing my secret, the secret behind my executive life and how I've been able to execute the different assignments and plans that God has given me. I'll be sharing that framework with you today. And I know that this framework is going to help simplify the process of how you go from idea, especially when we have these huge ideas that feel like they are unconquerable. So how you go from those big ideas to the finished product. I'll be looking at my tab for those watching on YouTube. This framework is divided into three. But before I go on with the framework, I wanted to just do a quick recap of what we shared in the last episode. And we talked about the executive life. And I want to believe that at this point, we are on the same page. And we all understand that the executive life is not for some people. It's not for a certain class or type of people. The executive life is for every one of us. As a matter of fact, the executive life is our way of life, is a lifestyle, our daily lifestyle. We saw from the example of Jesus Christ, the executive life is a life of prayer. When you look at his journey through life, through when he was on earth, and the things that he was able to achieve, the things he was able to execute, even up to dying on the cross and redeeming us from sin, you would see how I don't want to say how he broke down all those tasks into smaller bits, from getting the disciples to going to the temple to healing the sick to going from one city to another. When you look at it on a large scale, it looks like such humongous job, a very huge job, something that is almost impossible. But when you read through the Gospels, you will see how Jesus Christ literally broke down that big task, which was for him to eventually die on the cross for our sins. How he broke down that big task to different parts, small bit-sized segments, getting his disciples, meeting the multitudes, teaching them, healing the sick, going from one city to another. And we saw how that was his daily life, what he was doing every day. So it was a lifestyle for him. It was not something that he treated as a different part of him. It was his life, a lifestyle. And that's what the executive life should be for us. It's a lifestyle, a daily life, a life of prayer, a life of consecration, a life of being led by the Holy Spirit every day. I hope that from last episode, you now understand how important all of these things are. So we'll be moving straight to today's episode because we have so many things to cover. Now that you know that God has given you some plans and ideas to execute, how do you go from the idea to the finished product? In the past 7 years, I've been doing cosmetic manufacturing full-time. That is manufacturing of cosmetic products, beauty products. And I have spent the last 7 years taking the finest ingredients in their rawest form. Some of them have not even been refined. So taking those ingredients and transforming them into finished products into effective, high-performing, stable products that our customers can now use. And in that journey, I have learned so much about going from idea to execution, going from just thinking about what you want the function of the product to be, to now putting all of those ingredients that would function in the way you want it to function and putting them and making a finished product. So I believe I have one or two things to share with you about how you can also go from idea to execution, regardless of how tasking or how big that idea can be. Because trust me, some ideas have taken years before it got to the finished product. Some products that we launched last year had been in the works for over 2 years. So that's how long some ideas can be. But that does not mean that you cannot execute those ideas. So whatever the idea is, no matter how big or how small, I have good news for you today. If you follow this framework that I'll be sharing with you, and if you listen till the end of this episode, I'll be sharing how I can even hold your hand and go with you on this journey to taking this framework and putting it into your personal life. So if you're interested in that, make sure you listen to the end of the episode. So let's dive straight into the framework. I call it the CAP framework, C-A-P. So C is clarity, A is alignment, and P is progress. We'll start with clarity. So when you hear the word clarity, what comes to your mind first is clear, a very clear path, a clear understanding of what you're supposed to do. And clarity comes from, when you're talking about clarity, you're talking about how you receive an information, how you process that information, and how you use that information. So we're talking about God giving us goals and plans for us to execute. But first of all, you might be wondering, how do I even know that it is God that is speaking to me? How do I know that the voice I'm hearing, the nudges I'm getting, are actually from God? Because that's the first stage of clarity, making sure that you're getting the information right from the right source. Because the devil also speaks. And sometimes, based on the things that we have read or the things that we have watched, either on social media or movies, those things can influence our thoughts. And then we can now make mistakes and think that what we are hearing is from God when it's not from God. So we have to be clear, first of all, and be sure that we are not pursuing our own desires and our own goals, and be sure that these goals and desires and dreams that we have are actually from God, not from our head, not from what we've seen on social media, not because we want to replicate what somebody else is doing in their lives, but because this is what God is asking me to do. Because if this foundation is not set, if you're just running with your own understanding and with your own desires, you can end up running a rat race, and you're just going round and round without getting to any destination. So you want to be, first of all, clear that the goals and the plans that you have set for yourself were actually given to you by God. And how can you be clear on that? It's very simple. You have to hear from God. And I know that hearing from God is another topic that can be not controversial, but can seem difficult. Like, how do I hear from God? Some people are confused. What would God tap me and then say hello and speak to me? Or would I hear from God through a dream or vision? Or some people are comparing the way other people say they hear from God and expecting that they hear from God that way. I would give you first of all, we're going to read a passage of the Bible, and that's in John chapter 10 from verse 1 to 5. I tell you the truth. Let me read from New King James Version. Okay. Most assuredly, I say to you, this is just speaking, by the way, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. If I start to unpack this scripture, we might be here for a while, so I'll tell you to read this scripture again in your favorite version of the Bible and just try to understand it. It took me a while for me to understand what this scripture actually meant. The scripture is basically saying that the sheep will not hear the voice of a stranger. Now, you know the dynamics between the sheep and the shepherd. From when the sheep is born, the shepherd is training the sheep, speaking to the sheep, directing the sheep, leading the sheep. And as the sheep is growing, the sheep is getting mastery of the voice of his master, of the shepherd. And when another person, another shepherd, this might not even be a thief, but another person, another shepherd, is trying to call the attention of the sheep will not respond, because you're not my master, you're not my shepherd, I don't know your voice. Now let's bring it to us. The point Jesus Christ, this was the parable that Jesus Christ was saying, and the point he was trying to make here was that as children of God, we are the sheep, and God is our shepherd. The Holy Spirit is our shepherd. We, first of all, have to train our ears to hear the voice of God. And when we have done that, we will not hear the voice of a stranger. So if I have a nudging in my spirit, because of how far I've trained my spiritual ears, and how far I have the Holy Spirit and God has killed my flesh, or is killing my flesh and killing my personal desires, and helping me to only desire what God wants in my life, I'm at the stage in my life where if I hear a nudging in my spirit, if I get a nudging in my spirit, if, because God speaks to me in different ways, it can be by a nudging in my spirit that is consistent, or by just giving me peace on a matter or a situation. In whatever way that God is speaking to me, I am not second guessing and saying, oh, maybe it's the devil. Because I don't hear the voice of the devil. I don't hear the voice of strangers. And I think that it's something that we have to tell ourselves until it becomes our reality. Because the devil is an accuser. And he wants to accuse you and make you feel like you are not hearing right. You are hearing amiss. You are not hearing the right thing. But when you have those thoughts and you are sure that I know that it's God that is speaking to me, I know that this thought or this nudge is not influenced by a personal decision or something I personally want. I know that this is what God is asking me to do. We rebuke the devil and we remind him that I do not hear the voice of the stranger. I only hear the voice of God. And we would say that until it becomes our reality, until it becomes our lifestyle, our daily lifestyle. And then the devil would even stop coming to make noise in your ears, because he knows that this person knows who she is. So there are different levels of clarity that we need to attain. Clarity in who we are, knowing who we are in Christ, knowing that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law, knowing that we are set apart. Having that clear understanding of who we are is under part of clarity. So clarity is actually divided into several forms, from getting clarity of who we are, to getting clarity of the information and the knowledge that God is downloading into our spirit, getting clarity that yes, this is from God, this is not from my flesh, this is not from the devil, this is coming from God. And also getting clarity on, okay, God has given me this idea, how do I break it down? How do I understand it? How do I unwrap this package that God has given me? So clarity can be broken down into different forms, but we have to understand and have that clarity before we can proceed to the next one. And because of time, I would not dwell so much on clarity again. We would go on to alignment. Alignment is, this is what God has asked me to do. This is me plugging into what God has asked me to do and going with him. That is alignment. if you're in science class or if you drive, I know, I think that there's something in car. I don't have a car, so I don't know. But I've heard when people have conversations about cars, how there's something has to be. I think it's the wheels of the car. When they say that the wheels are not aligned and they have to go for alignment and align the wheels of the car, something like that. And that thing is very dangerous when the wheels of the car are not aligned, because it can lead to an accident. It's the same way when we are not aligned with God's will. Now, God has given you an assignment. He has told you to do A, B, C. And instead of you to align with Him and ask Him, okay, how would I go about this? Who should I talk to? Who should I partner with? We go on our own path, trusting our flesh, trusting our understanding, and say, oh, I have a degree, I have a master's degree, I even have an MBA, so I understand how this works and I can do it by myself. And then we go ahead and do it by ourselves, and we make mistakes and we blame God. God, why did you allow me to lose this amount of money? Blah, blah, blah. But do you know that if you aligned with God from the start, the probability of you avoiding those mistakes are higher? Because we need to understand that God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. The things that you think that would take you 6 months to finish, based on your understanding, based on your knowledge, when you align with God, you can finish that thing in a week. Because God will strategically place you in a place that would accelerate and make you to cross like protocols. God will break protocols for you, just so that you can get to that point, that destination He wants you to get to. So I see alignment as obedience, saying yes to God every step of the way. It's not just about you getting a plan and an idea from God and then going about the journey and doing it by yourself. No, you have to, the same way you got the plan from God, it's the same way you have to execute it with God. You cannot do it by yourself. No, you can't. You have to be aligned with God every step of the way. The next point is progress. And progress is like one of my best parts, because progress for me is seeing the track record of God's faithfulness, seeing the track record of what God has said. I love to write. I've said this a million times. I love to write. I love to track things. I love data. I love seeing where I'm coming from and seeing how far God has taken me, because that is what gives me joy and gives me the boost that I need to go on the next assignment that God has for me. So we need to track the progress. In Hosea, it says, write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it will run. Not just you that have written it, though. If somebody else reads it, if a third party reads that vision, they will run. That's what progress does. If I take my journal where I've written down both the assignment that God gave me and the alignment and all He was telling me in executing that assignment, and then the progress that I've made, if I take that journal and give to somebody and say, take this journal and read and see how far God has brought me, how do you think how do you think that would impact the person reading it? The person would be like, wow, are you being serious? You mean this is where you were coming from? You mean this is all God has done in this period of time? It would be a sort of encouragement to the person. The person will say, oh yes, I can also do it. If God can do it in your life, God can also do it in my life. That is what, when the Bible was saying, so that he that reads it will run. That's what the Bible was talking about. So it's not just, you're not writing a progress for just yourself. You're also writing it for other people. You're also tracking the progress for other people. Because the executive life is a life of impact also. And there are people, there are destinies that God have tied to your life, that God wants you to impact. And if you don't have a track record, if you don't have a progress report of everything that God has been doing through you, how would you be able to share that with somebody else? This podcast started because I wanted to share the progress. I wanted to share the track record of God's faithfulness in my life. I wanted to share how God took me from trusting in my own self, trusting on my flesh, trusting in my own understanding. How God took me from that journey of trusting in myself to trusting in him 100%. And in 2 years, this just me sharing all of this progress with you has birthed so many things, has helped other people to go on this journey of trusting God also. Now imagine that I was not tracking any of that. Imagine I was just like going on my own, like not recording anything, not tracking anything. And what would I be able to share now? How would I be living a life of impact now? So you can understand how important that this is. Progress also is breaking down the different tasks. Now you have a plan, you have an assignment, you have an idea. Breaking down the different tasks that you have to do every day, every month, to get to the execution. Because when you look at the assignment as a whole, it might look like this is so big. How would I achieve this? But if you break down that task to monthly, weekly, daily. So for example, if you're supposed to launch something by September, we are now in January, so you have about 8 months. So in the 8 months, what do I have to do by February? What should I have done by March? What should I have done by April? You break it down step by step. And sometimes hindrances or things will come up that will make you feel like you can't achieve it. You write down those hindrances. Don't push them aside, because the hindrances are valid. Write them down and tackle them one by one. So this is an hindrance. And you lay it before God. God, I'm experiencing this hindrance right now. Lead me, guide me, what should I do? And you'll be shocked at the answers that you get from God. All right, so that is a very summarized version of the CAP framework. And I'm saying summarized because this leads me to what I wanted to share at the end of the episode. We are launching the Executive Life Inner Circle. And basically, this circle is for young women who know that they have a calling on God on their life. They have an assignment that God has given them, but they are overwhelmed. They are battling fear. They are battling imposter syndrome. They are battling everything. They are battling lack of funds, lack of help. And they are wondering, how am I going to execute this thing that God has asked me to do? This is for you. We're launching the Executive Life Inner Circle. And we're going to be starting with just 10 women in the first cohort. We'll be launching this not in January or February. We're actually launching it in May, towards the end of May / the beginning of June. So this will also give you ample time to prepare, because it's not a free coaching or mentorship program. So we'll be sharing more details via email. If you're subscribed to the Grace Woman Tribe, you're automatically on the wait list for the Executive Life Inner Circle. And it's not a physical thing, it's something you can join from wherever you are in the world. So we will be sending an email to this effect tomorrow. So if you're currently subscribed to the Grace Woman Tribe, you would get an email tomorrow. If you're not subscribed, please click the link in our bio on Instagram, and even in the show notes of this episode, click that link and subscribe so that you can join the wait list for the Executive Life Inner Circle. We're going to be starting, the first cohort will have just 10 women, so we have very, very limited slot available. And in this inner circle, the reason why we are starting with just 10 women, because I want to be able to pour into the women effectively. I don't want us to have so many people and I cannot effectively pour into each of you. So I want to be able to pour, I want to be able to hold your hands basically and just walk you through this journey of effectively executing the different plans that God has placed in your heart. So if this is something you're interested in, or if you know anyone who is interested in this, please share with them so that they can join the wait list. All right, a recap of what we've said today. C is for clarity. Clarity, knowing who you are, knowing whose you are, and knowing what He has sent you to do. That's basically what clarity is. A is for alignment, obedience, daily obedience, daily surrender. You're daily surrendering your will, your desires, your emotions, and saying, yes, God, I want to be aligned with your will throughout this process of execution. I don't want to do it by myself. I don't want to use my network. I don't want to use my connection. I want to use the connection that you align me to. Because sometimes those networks and connection that you think that you might have might not be what God wants to use to execute this plan. So aligning with God is saying, God, yes to your will and no to mine. Then the next one is progress. Tracking the record of what God has done. Tracking the record of what God is doing. And breaking down the different tasks that you have. Breaking them down into bits by bits, month by month, week by week, and executing them in bits. Making progress. So as you're going down in the first month, you've made progress. The second month, you've made progress. And you're tracking down all the things that you have done. And you can look back on them and say, wow, I have done so much so far. It means that I can make it, I can finish, I can get to the finish line. And you keep going bit by bit until you execute. All right, thank you so much once again for joining me today. Before I leave, I want to please appeal to you. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, please, can you subscribe? Can you leave a comment or leave a review rather? Can you share with your friends? Please, it will really help the podcast a lot. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube and you've not subscribed, what are you waiting for? Please subscribe, leave a comment, turn on your notification bell and share with somebody. I cannot wait to see you in the next episode. Bye.